It wasn't the first paper printed in Wisconsin, but the Advocate was the first source of local news back in 1862.
There is the first edition of the Door County Advocate, Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, Saturday, March 22nd, 1862. Terms, you can subscribe to the paper for $1.50 a year.
Warren Bloom is the paper's associate editor. Leading up to the anniversary editions, he's been leafing through old, really old, bound copies. Bloom says the Advocate was started by Joseph Harris Sr.
Page two has got an editorial where he introduces himself. There's a listing of who the local officials are. Well, actually, not just local officials. It says at the top of the list, President Abraham Lincoln of Illinois.
Harris named the paper the Door County Advocate and pledged to advocate on behalf of the sparsely populated area. He had already lined up a few advertisers for the first copy, printed public notices, births.
Just the beginnings of local news. A couple of nearly fatal accidents reported, and a short little paragraph about how Mr. David Clough of Chambers Island is building the biggest schooner ever built in Door County.
The paper started as a weekly. Now it comes out twice a week. A lot has changed over the decades. The Advocate established its own website in the 90s. It was bought by Gannett in 2004. John Gast is the former general manager. Going through the second floor newsroom, he stops at a pulley system reporters once used to get their copy down to editors on the first floor.
You'd edit a copy, and you'd send it and put it down inside the cans, these two vegetable cans, and you'd send them downstairs.
Where the proofreaders were.
Right, proofreaders and composition department was downstairs.
Reporters don't use the pulleys anymore, but they're kept around as a conversation piece. Papers like The Advocate face their share of challenges, but Gast says the idea is to find an underserved market and serve it.
Not a lot has changed from a community standpoint. We have a niche from that point, in the sense that people still want to see, still want their news, and newspapers are still the best way to present it at the local level. I don't think online has been able to get into that particular, like I said, niche. So I think as long as newspapers realize that and take advantage of the community aspect of the paper, I think they'll continue to at least have some success.
Gast isn't bashing the internet. In fact, it was responsible for a splash of publicity earlier this month. Bloom says an Advocate reporter got wind of Pudding, a 20-pound fluffy marmalade cat credited with saving his new owner's life.
She just adopted this cat, and that night, she's diabetic. She was going into insulin shock without her knowledge, of course, and all of a sudden she wakes up because the cat is whapping her in the face, sitting on her chest.
The internet loves cats. Bloom says the story was picked up by the Huffington Post website and took off from there.
It's a sign of, yes, we're the old hometown newspaper that would do a story like this. But on the other hand, it's also a story about today, when the power of the internet, the World Wide Web, story out of Nassauwappe, Wisconsin, goes around the world.
The Advocate's three reporters now cover things like bridge preservation and a Walmart supercenter for its 9,000-plus subscribers. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.